I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Security forces and protesters clashed violently ahead of Parliament's confidence vote in Lebanon. It's the process of accepting a proposed government under the new Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The main challenges: restore order and fix the collapsing economy. Nuna of Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says,
people don't have any more resources. We have so many people who have been laid off work. Those companies that want to keep their heads out of water, you know, they're trying to cut the salaries in half. So many people are just going through very hard economic crisis.
Despair is tangible, but as Triumph at Mercy walks with the people they serve, the gospel they live by shines brightly. Pray that people find Christ.
I don't see any other solution. Basically, it is finding Christ, because we don't have any other hope. That would be my prayer, because we have no other solution.
And over 260 million Christians live in places with high levels of persecution. Every day they face danger, yet most of the West remains ignorant. Why? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the problem exists with both the church and the government. The church should be watching and caring for its members. However, the government must also act. Many officials focus mainly on what's brought to their attention. Foreign government relations also factor in, so we have to stand up for those who are being persecuted.
You know, as Americans, we have an opportunity to have a voice in our political process. Hopefully, our faith in Jesus Christ and our relationship with him affects how we see the issues that we get an opportunity to have a voice in.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.